But first, the Kimberley region of Western Australia is known to most Australians for its wild beauty, but it's also very rich in minerals and potentially gas, lots of gas. The so-called tight gas is locked deep underground in the sandstone layers of the Canning Basin in the southern Kimberley. And optimistic estimates predict that the reserves of unconventional gas could power Western Australia for 500 years. But it's expensive, and there are technical hurdles to overcome, and there's also opposition from environmental groups and native title holders to the use of chemicals and fracking technology. Greg Borschman reports.
The gas rush has been on in Western Australia for decades, and to date it's been very much an offshore industry. But recently, the first plays have been made onshore. And in the Canning Basin of the southern Kimberley, they could be very big.
We, as people in right across Australia, even those people in the eastern states, know that we've got a lot of gas offshore in Western Australia. I can tell you that we have, that the actual numbers are 280 trillion cubic feet onshore, and that's double the known offshore reserves of gas that we have in Western Australia.
That's Bill Marmion. He's Minister for Mines and Petroleum in Western Australia.
So if we only got 20% of that 280 trillion cubic feet out of the ground, that'd be enough to run our state for 100 years. So if you get it all out, you'd be able to run the state for 500 years.
It's remote, it's semi-arid, the access and the environment are difficult, but is this the beginning of a whole new industry, for Western Australia at least?
Look, we hope so. Look, the prospect's good. The gas is a fair way down. So over in the eastern states, they have coal seam gas, but the shale and tight gas is about 2 kilometres below the surface, so it's a fair way down, so it's fairly expensive. But there is so much of it that if we can extract it, it'll be great for the economy of all of Australia. It'll provide jobs and also for Western Australia some royalty stream.
Australian company Buru Energy and its 50% partner Mitsubishi want to develop up to 120 wells in the Canning Basin. Six have already been drilled, but only one has been chemically fracked to test the gas flow. Buru Energy wants to do another four test fracks next year, but they're facing opposition.
Well, our people have been grappling with this now for over 18 months or so with Buru Energy. Recently we had a community meeting where the community voted overwhelmingly to oppose fracking.
Indigenous leader Pat Dodson is chair of the Yawuru Native Title Holders Body Corporate. Two of the wells proposed for fracking are only 75 kilometres west of Broome. The others are in the Fitzroy River catchment, viewed by both Indigenous and environmental groups as a lifeblood of the Kimberley.
There's a lot of anxiety and concern, and there's no real diligence, I think, that's been created in the state to look at this from an absolutely detached point of view, as opposed from one that's going to be, you know, exploration where there's revenue that comes back to the state.
The state has been accused of being less than transparent about the process. What's your sense?
Well, the state's been dragging the chain in terms of disclosures that are required in terms of chemical use. Slowly they're trying to get up to speed on their regulatory requirements. It's the question of how that happens on the ground, whether they've got people, sufficient people, to monitor the quality and the soundness of the engineering and the management regimes, environmental protection regimes, disaster regimes, if one had never occurred.
Wayne Bergman is CEO of CRED Enterprises. It's a charitable trust that represents eight native title holder groups in the Canning Basin region.
This is about the legacy we're going to leave our grandchildren and their futures, because the chemicals, the sand and the water and the pressure they will put underground, we don't know whether that's going to leak into our water table. They're telling us it won't. But we need to be properly informed to make informed decisions and ensure that checks and balances are in place. We've seen time and time again, government agencies haven't had the resources to properly manage big industry. And this is new. We don't want to be Australia's guinea pig.
Buru Energy spoke to Breakfast before the native title groups recently voted to oppose fracking. But one group, on Nookumbar Station, has agreed to a test frack of one well. John Ford is General Manager of Community Affairs for Buru Energy. He says before any commercial development, Buru would sign heritage, cultural and commercial agreements.
We're years and years away from getting to that stage. But in good faith, even though we're not up to that stage and we don't actually have to negotiate from an exploration perspective, we still supply these experts. We still sit down and talk with the people. Now, we've had pushback and we've stopped operations over time while people have got their head around it. And we've never had the experience yet where people have said no for us. They've said no for a time, just like the Nookumbah people, and then they decided that they would let us on. So we're a long way away from getting to a stage where does a resource get exploited or not.
The commercial development of so-called unconventional gas in Australia, shale and tight gas, is in its infancy. Early efforts have raised more questions than answers, and industry experts say the code for unlocking the gas is yet to be cracked. And quite apart from the geological challenges, there's also the cost.
The economics of it are going to be extremely marginal. There are huge costs in developing and operating in the Kimberley. There is no infrastructure here. It's very expensive to get people here. And even the Department of Mines and Petroleum has said that there is absolutely no guarantee that the Canning Basin is going to be a major gas-producing basin in Western Australia.
Martin Pritchard is Director of Environs Kimberley.
We've been trying to get hold of information, basically reports, that were associated with the fracking proposal here in the Kimberley. And these reports include the chemical risk assessment and the hydrogeological reports for the wells that have been put down here, and even basic things like flora and fauna reports. And unfortunately, Buru Energy are refusing to give them to us. The government won't give them to us, so what the government needs to do is to grow a spine and actually tell the companies that they must release this information. It is in the public interest. And there's a big question as to who is running Western Australia. Is it the companies or is it the government?
Mines Minister Bill Marmion says there's almost no chance of contamination of underground aquifers.
At the moment, it's only very minor exploration that's going on in Western Australia. We're comfortable that the engineering around the integrity of the well, the issue is when you're putting a shaft down, and let's say you're going down to, in Western Australia's case, further than 2 kilometres, the issue with some environmentalists is that you're going through an aquifer and that you can contaminate a drinking source. I can assure everyone who's listening to this particular interview is that the Canning Basin in Western Australia is very remote. I used to live very close to that area in the Kimberleys myself for 3 years building roads there. And look, it's very remote. And even if there's, we would suggest there's absolutely almost zero chance of anything, any contamination to the water aquifers there. Some are saline anyway, but I think there's a lot of mischievous comments being made for people that don't like renewable energy. But I have to say that gas is a very clean fuel. It's low emissions.
But Yawuru leader Pat Dodson says despite all the independent expert advice, it's still unclear what the long-term consequences will be of the proposed fracking.
They're calling it a mini-frack procedure. I'm not sure what that means, but fracking to determine whether there's gas trapped in the shale. But if that is successful, then we're likely to see a whole more use of the technology in a very fragile desert region. The fact that people aren't there in great densities is material to the quality of that country and the people who belong to the country, their attachments to it and to the significance of those lands from a cultural point of view.
Indigenous leader and chair of the Yawuru Native Title Group, Professor Pat Dodson. Ending that report from our environment editor, Greg Borschman. RN Breakfast, the time, exactly 17 to 7.